Salut!
Eric here, all about Season 1, Lesson 2, the French writing system.
Hello everyone, I'm Virginie and welcome to French Pod 101.
With us, you'll learn to speak French with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights.
And tips that you won't find in a textbook. So what is our focus today, Virginie?
Today we're going to talk about the French writing system.
Oh, like the alphabet?
Yes, the alphabet, the sound, etc. That shouldn't be too painful.
You certainly don't want to put me in a bad mood.
Okay, let's start with the alphabet, since you just mentioned it. French language uses the Latin alphabet, which means, Eric?
That it's the same as English? Well, that's really good to know.
It definitely makes it less difficult to learn than Russian, for instance, or Japanese.
But it won't help if you plan to take a trip to Siberia.
Oh, how funny, Eric. You're so funny. Don't forget that it will be helpful if you travel to Roman language countries like Spain or Italy to know a little bit of French, because a lot of our words sound the same. Do you know how many letters French language uses?
26.
Bravo! 21 consonants and 5 vowels.
Okay, again, just like English.
Absolutely. See, that's easy. We use the same alphabet.
Easy, right, until you get into those weird accent marks.
Those tricky accent marks, I know. It's a little difficult, but we don't want to scare you guys. We only have 3 types of accent marks, though, so no worries.
Well, 3 still sounds like a lot to me. How many are there and what are they?
Let's start with 2 of them.
Accent aigu and accent grave, what is their function?
They modify the pronunciation of the letter E, and the letter E in French is pronounced E.
Oh, I see. For example, if I mark the E with an acute accent, it'll sound like E, as in le marché, the market.
You got it. It's like adding spices to food, you know? It makes it more tasty.
So what if I use the accent grave on my little E?
Well, then it will sound different again. Remember, with an acute accent, it was E, like in the marché, but with an accent grave, it's going to be E, like in the word le frère, the brother.
I'm not sure if I can hear the difference.
Listen carefully. Le marché, le frère.
That's right.
That's right.
Does it modify the sound of other letters?
Sometimes you will find the accent grave on the letter A, for example, but it won't modify the sound at all.
As in voilà.
Voilà is written with a little accent grave on the A at the end of the word.
But then it's kind of worthless, don't you think? It's just like an aesthetic eccentricity.
Well, it slowly lost its relevance through time, it's true, but it's still there and it's kind of pretty.
Sounds a little bit pointless to me. It's like lost in the hostile world of French language. Okay, so what about the accent mark that has such a funny name?
Oh, you mean the accent circonflexe?
Yes, circonflexe. Circonflexe.
That's it? You're done here with your little song?
Yeah.
You can also call it un chapeau, a hat, since it looks like a chapeau, like a hat.
Okay, I didn't know that. So in French, what letter wears a hat, an accent circonflexe?
You will find it on every vowel.
So it's that common?
No, it's not that common, but you can find it on E's, A's, O's, U's, but not in a lot of words. I mean, it's pretty rare.
Does it change the pronunciation of those letters, like the accent grave and accent aigu?
It depends. For the letter E, it changes the pronunciation. For the letter O, it changes the pronunciation as well.
That really sounds complicated. Can you give me an example?
Sure. For example, une côte.
Une côte.
It's spelled C-O with an accent, circonflex, T-E, and that means a rib.
Ah, a rib. That seems very useful to know.
And now, if you take out the accent, that will be?
Une côte, which means like a rating, like a really popular politician whose côte is high.
Yeah, but be careful, not côte, côte.
Ah, côte.
Okay, côte is with the accent. Côte is without the accent. I know, it's really subtle. It's hard to hear.
Okay, well, thanks, Virginie. I'm sure that you're aware that French is really one of the most complicated languages to pronounce.
It's not the most straightforward pronunciation ever, that's for sure. I'm sorry about that.
Well, how does it work?
Well, in French, different combinations of letters have the same sound.
Okay, I think I have an example of this, as in the one you just gave me, le chapeau, right?
Right.
The combination of E, A, and U makes this O sound.
Exactly, and so does the combination A and U, like in the word peau, Pau is a French city. Pau, P-A-U, that's Pau. It's kind of strange.
So there are many different spellings for, like, the same sounds.
Yes. We would need a whole phonetics lesson to describe them all.
Okay, well, not today. In the end, I wonder how the French language succeeded in spreading to so many countries.
The prestige of literature and fine culture.
Talk about literature. What was the first great work of French literature? Was it like a cookbook?
Very funny. If I were to use a French idiom, Eric, I would ask you if you ate a clown this morning.
And how do you say that in French?
T'as mangé un clown? Did you eat a clown? That's, you know, you say that to someone who's trying to be funny.
Trying, but not succeeding. I find myself funny, though. What about French literature?
Yes, of course. Let's go back to French literature here. One of the major French language work appeared in the Middle Ages, and it was a long, long poem called La Chanson de Roland, The Song of Roland.
La Chanson de Roland. What is it about?
Well, it's a celebration of Charlemagne, you know, the French king, and all his fights.
Did they use accent marks?
Good question. Actually, accents appeared much later in the 16th century. La Chanson de Roland was written in Old French, and there was no accents.
So Old French is pretty much the same as Old English.
Yeah. All languages evolved to become what they are now, and they continue to evolve.
So maybe one day we can hope that French will evolve into an accent-free language.
Yeah, that would be nice. Should we talk about the alphabet a little more, maybe?
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to say the alphabet, and you're going to help me out. And this way, our listeners will be able to hear it.
Great.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay, thank you. I hope it wasn't too long for you all out there. All right, that will be very useful if you need to spell your name to a French person, though.
Yes, to impress French women.
Yeah, well, don't recite the entire alphabet, though. She might fall asleep.
Thank you for the short overview of some of the written French language issues.
We hope you enjoyed, and now it's time to go, so we wish you guys a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye, au revoir.